Michael Tolenz, ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. I'm here with Jim Thomas from Antenna Software. Antenna Software is a really innovative company that builds on the Microsoft platform. It was finalist for the Partner of the Year for Mobility Solutions. Jim, why don't you tell us a little bit about Antenna Software and your role?
Okay, thank you very much, and thanks for having me and being able to tell our story about Antenna Software. Again, my name is Jim Summers, I'm VP of Marketing and Business Development. And Antenna's been in business for just over a decade. We're located in New Jersey, Jersey City. And really, we're in the business of helping enterprises take mobile and wireless technologies to enhance the way they do business. And what that means is, how can you help people in the field, be it a salesperson, a service person, a delivery person, a support person, and help that person be much more productive, much more efficient, and help ultimately service their customers better? What we have at the core of our offering really is something called AMP. And AMP stands for the Antenna Mobility Platform, and it helps businesses design, build, deploy, and manage mobile applications for their enterprises. So a lot of the complexity today that people are running into is, you know, where do I get started with all this stuff? And we're here to provide the expertise and the knowledge and the technology for them to embrace mobility and wireless technologies to operate more efficiently.
So Jim, tell us a little bit more about your role.
My role is really to keep the profile of the company as high as possible, keep it at the fronts of the minds of mostly IT personnel and managers in Global 1000 companies so that are thinking about mobilizing their business. They think about Antenna Software. From a business development perspective, it's no surprise to you, there's tons of companies out there that say they're in enterprise mobility, and we work with pretty much all of them. So there's a lot of partners that we work with, you know, from carriers to ISV partners to OEM, VARs, systems integrators. And everybody has a role, including Antenna Software, in the value chain. And it's my job to really orchestrate that for the company.
Sounds very interesting. So you mentioned AMP. So tell us a little bit more about your products and how it creates value to your customers.
We come at mobility from the perspective of helping enterprises really embrace the wireless and mobile technologies that are out there and take this complex ecosystem of devices and systems and networks, all these various elements, and bring them together to help their businesses be more efficient, more innovative, and actually keep differentiated from their competition and keep their competitors on their heels and ultimately help service the customers better. We do that primarily through AMP, which is our platform called the Antenna Mobility Platform. And really what AMP does, in a nutshell, is it provides a platform by which you have an access, let's say an X-axis here between your systems and all your information behind the enterprise, and you have all your devices and your mobile workers out here. And through the platform, we manage the transactions and the flow of information between, again, the workers and the systems and the information. But what's more important about AMP is really the vertical axis, which is really around the design and the build through our studio product, right, and designing applications for these workers, and the management and the control of those applications through our management center, managing the policies, the users, the devices, the systems, all through a console, a single centralized console. So it's really those four elements that are all controlled by really the AMP gateway, which is really the core and the heart of our platform. And incidentally, AMP is a cloud-based solution. So it's all hosted, it's out there, it's a SaaS-based model. So what that means is that it's much more efficient, much more nimble, much more agile for enterprises to really embrace mobility and control it on their own terms.
So you talked about the technology. Can you tell us a little bit about the application and the domains that you're working in?
Sure. Well, that's a great question. So technology doesn't really mean a whole lot unless you physically have an application to make it all possible. So the applications that we develop for are things like AMP Pharma, which is obviously for the pharmaceutical space and enabling salespeople in the pharmaceutical industry be more productive and efficient in the field. We have AMP Service for service technicians and repair people. AMP Sales, which is more of a solution for salespeople in general in high tech or manufacturing in different markets. And we also have AMP Support as well, which is for IT service management professionals as well, and having them be able to sort of cater and address the needs of their customers from an IT perspective. So these are some of the either horizontal or industry-specific applications that we have. The one that we have a tremendous amount of traction in right now that we're seeing a lot of uplift is consumer products and retail right now. And there is a lot of, we have a solution called AMP Merchandising, which is enabling a merchandising community to go out and do what they need to do in the different stores and at the point of sale.
Right, so you're building on the Microsoft platform. What value do you see in building on that platform?
Sure. Well, Microsoft has been a great partner of ours for many, many years. And one of the main reasons is that we have a great relationship, a very trusting relationship, and the platform is extremely reliable and very stable for us. And it has a wealth of services that we build on top of and integrate to our applications. Things like instant messaging, MS Communicator, things like Virtual Earth for location-based services and mapping technology. From a management perspective, integration with Active Directory. What else? Studio, Visual Studio. If somebody is actually using Visual Studio and want to build applications and render them through our platform out to their end users, they can certainly do that. We provide that level of integration as well. So it's been a great partner of ours, and the constant innovation and focus that Microsoft puts into the management and security and the evolution of the product line has been tremendously valuable to us.
Sounds nice. So let's have a look at the product.
Okay.
For the demo, we'll talk to Ken Pomeroy. Ken, can you show us the product?
Sure. Thank you very much. So we're going to go into the Ant Pharma application, which is one of our most popular applications. This includes all of the things that a pharmaceutical sales representative needs when they're on the road. Contacts, calendar, all the things that you want to do. It also includes quite a bit of regulatory compliance type issues as well. Now as I go in, I can quickly see my calendar. I can take advantage of the Windows Mobile touchscreen very easily by selecting, clicking on things as opposed to navigation through other means. As you can see here, I can select the date. I can see what's scheduled for that day. I can check this out and move back and forth through the application very easily. So if I go into the detail of this particular call in this case, this is a alert that I've created to let myself know that I need to make a call at a certain time. And this, again, takes advantage of the fact that I can click on the screen very easily. I can look at the account information related to this particular call. I've got phone numbers in here, integration into the device itself, where I can click on the phone number and make a phone call out. This also allows me to log tasks against this particular account as well. And then as I navigate through, we also take advantage of the email on the device as well. So I can click on an email account at any point in here and also log that back against the activity or the account. So I'm going to select here an activity that's already out there and go into the detail. One of the things about the application on the Windows Mobile device that is very powerful is the fact that I can do things like signature caption. So if I go in and I want to record a sample drop as a pharmaceutical rep, I go in, I select new, and here I can select what product it was that I dropped. In devices that have barcode scanning capabilities, I can take advantage of that function as well. And then here, right on the screen, I can get that doctor's signature, and I can submit that into my back-end system and have a record now with compliance of the fact that I've dropped this time, date stamp, and the whole thing. So the Windows Mobile interface also allows us a lot of flexibility in our capability to take advantage of icons and graphical things as well within these applications. You can see that I can quickly shift through information about accounts in this case and get to the information I need very quickly. In this particular application, again, I've got the capability of pointing and clicking, of selecting buttons, all the kinds of navigational things that make this application on this device very easy to use while I'm moving around. One of the focuses that Antenna always puts in on these applications is that these are highly mobile folks. They need to be able to do this when they're moving, not just when they're sitting. So this is something that is a guiding principle for what we do here. Also, as you know, Windows Mobile gives the capability to actually translate signatures or signing into text. So you can take advantage of that capability simply by going in and selecting the signing device, and by actually writing in here, I can fill in fields within the application at the same time. So With the Antenna Mobile platform, we're looking at the end point of it, which is essentially the end user applications. All of the flexibility that we can call using a client that's on the device that also has a local data store allows us to give our users the capability of using these applications online or offline as they're moving throughout the day. If I go into another one of these, the details of an account here, you can see that, again, as I navigate through the application, I've got all of the information really ready at hand at any point in time. I can jump into the contact. I can see here what the target priority of this particular account is, all the kind of pharmaceutical specific information that I need. This is a representative application, so we have quite a few other apps that do similar types of things. And Windows Mobile is a highly flexible interface to allow us to do what our users need. So within our application, we also have the ability to pull up mapping directions. So if you click on Maps here and hit Map Address or Find Business or Display Directions, you can go right into a mapping client and get your current location, get driving directions, points of interest, any of the things that you might want as you're on the road. So you can see here that I'm getting a point of where I currently am. I can navigate within the mapping client. I can then get driving directions as well as if I want within here as also. The flexibility of having devices that also have this keyboard is something that's key in a lot of our implementations with field service, for example, where there's a little bit more typing required also.
Thanks again for the demo, that looks really good.
That looked great. Jim, can you give us a little glimpse ahead on what is in store for us in the future?
Sure. We're a couple things. One of which is Antenna has a reputation of being a host provider of mobility solutions. AMP is a cloud-based offering, and in fact, a majority of our customers decide to have us host our solutions and host their applications for them. Why is that, you may ask? Well, because it provides a lot of value for our customers. It helps them be more agile, more nimble, and really offloads a lot of the burden that would normally go on their IT department and offloads that onto us. So we're really extending that cloud-based capability is something we'll be focusing more and more on. More than that, as far as other innovation goes, you know, ultimately, mobility is not going to be successful unless somebody actually uses it. Come out in the field, user experience isn't right and doesn't fit the way I work, it's not going to be successful, I'm not going to use it. So what we're trying to do is constantly develop applications that keep workers interested, keep them using it, keep them interacting with the enterprise and their customers ultimately. So using things like the GPS chipset in the device, signature capture, barcode scanning, click-to-conferencing capability, instant messaging, all enabling them to be more collaborative with their coworkers. And really use these devices to really manage their own community and be successful in their jobs.
That sounds great. So, Jim, thank you very much for talking to us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Take care.